hate to break up your chats, but we're about to get started. So if you could grab a seat, that would be great. All right, so my name's Hope and I'm an administrative intern here at Outlook. And I'm going to be continuing with the next story in The Ancient Past and Timeless Truths, which is the series that we've been doing here. And my story is going to be about Joseph. So when I saw the list, I just knew I had to talk about him. He's my favourite story in the Old Testament because he was just so faithful to God all his way from the pits all the way to the palace. Before we get anywhere, let's just pray together. Dear Lord, thank you so much that I can just be here and share your word with these people. Please just help them have an open heart to everything that you want them to be said. I pray that just when we're reading your words that we just sit and be with you, that everybody in this room just knows that it's just a blessing to be here. Thank you for the community of Outlook, and amen. All right. So, the story of Joseph is one of betrayal, growth, and forgiveness. And if you love reading like me, these are three things to include to make a great book, other than enemies to lovers. So, it all starts with 11 jealous brothers and a father that chooses favoritism. These brothers get even more jealous and try to kill Joseph by putting him in a pit. Then, not wanting that blood on their hands, they sold him their own brother to be a slave for 20 pieces of silver. Now, I asked Grace, my sister, how would that make her feel, or if she would do it, and without hesitation, she said, yep, I'll do it. So guys, you know who to go to if I go missing, but she loves me very much. Anyway, so I checked how much 20 pieces of silver is in wanted money, and it says it's around $96 or $464.51. And I think I'd be so mad if my siblings sold me for that much. I think I'm at least worth $2,000. But anyway, now we're catched up in the story, let's get started. I'm going to do something to get you guys more engaged, which means if you're planning on falling asleep, sorry, but you shouldn't be, and sorry everyone online, I'll be moving around a bit. First up, you guys are going to be doing Genesis 39, 2-5. So if you could turn in your Bibles, use your phones, find a friend if you don't have a Bible or a phone. And then you guys are going to be doing Genesis 39, 21-23, so if you could turn to that. And then lastly, you guys are going to be doing Genesis 15-21. So flip to that one. You guys can tell that I do kids' church and youth because this is very that. So, has everybody kind of got it? You guys, 21 to 23. 15 to 21. No, yeah, 50, 15 to 21. Got it? Sweet, I'm gonna get started. So, first up, you lovely people, can I have a volunteer? Paper, scissors, rock, you two. You're right.
Genesis 39, 2-5. The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything that he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field.
Sweet, thank you. Imagine losing to papers as rock. Anyway, so when I was reading this on my own, I was stuck on the fact that he's a 17 or 18-year-old kid, around my age, who was betrayed by his brothers, then sold to be a slave in the potter's house. Doing all of this, he did not doubt God. He trusted in him. Joseph was loyal to God and also just wanted to serve him in every part of his life, being a slave and being sold. Joseph was loyal to God and he was also loyal to Potter. The captain of the guard saw that Joseph, God was with him and everything he did was blessed by God. So he put him in charge, never have to worry about anything in his house. So God blessed this Egyptian guy's house because of the faith that Joseph had in God. So we can see that faith in every season, even when he had some power. Oh, wait. We can see that he was faithful in every season, even when he had power. Most people might just take the power, try to take people out of the image, or say that they alone gained this power and position. But not Joseph. He kept a humble position and chose to remain faithful to God. He chooses God even when life is unfair. So my little story that relates to this is probably when life gets so busy and so much is going on, I'm not really sure, like not feeling where I'm meant to be in the next few years. God slows me down, puts people in my life that reminds me to stay true to his plan and not my own. He reminds me that to keep a posture of faith in my life, like Joseph, to stay faithful to him. And looking back to this part of his life, Joseph trusted in God and his plan and never once doubted in him. And the people in this household could see that. I feel like that would be the most beautiful faith ever, when you walk into a room or your work and people could just see that God was with you. Time for part two. Alrighty. Volunteer from this side. Anyone? Yay, thank you.
But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison and showed him his faithful love. And the Lord made Joseph a favorite with the prison warden. Before long, the warden put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. The warden had no more worries because Joseph took care of everything. The Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed.
Thank you. All right, let me get back up front. Okay, so a bit of backstory. After Potter's wife tries to get with Joseph, fails because he chooses to be faithful to God and Potter, she blames it all on Joseph and asks her husband to put him in prison. So he's in prison for quite some time now, but during this time, he's still faithful to God, never doubting or giving up. The people in charge of the prison could see that God was with him, and once again, everything he did is blessed by God. So they put him in charge of the whole prison when he's just a prisoner himself. Everything that happened in his life, God made it for good. Even through our eyes, everything looks pretty bad. God kept growing Joseph's faith, even though people betrayed him. Because see, in this time of Joseph's life that we read in seconds, but was for a long time for him, that God formed him in the pits and prisons of his life. He formed him before he was in a position of power with Pharaoh. We can see throughout all the Bible, not just here, that God forms people deeply in the pits before he uses them for public. I know for myself, my trials in life are not big, but they're still there. But God used them to grow me, for me, so that I could serve him in public. And just taught me so much about going to him instead of the world. Because the world can't save me, but only he can. And only he can form me to be like him. Like, imagine a world with no trials or challenges. Not going to lie, I think we would all be pretty boring people. Even though trials sucks, they're there for a reason, to help us grow in character and also grow closer to God. Time for point three. Someone from over here. I can't see because there's a pole and a light, but anyone? Oh, yay, thank you.
All right, Genesis 50, 15 to 21. But now that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers became fearful. Now Joseph will show his anger and pay us back for all the wrong we did to him, they said. So they sent this message to Joseph. Before your father died, he instructed us to say to you, please forgive your brothers for the great wrong they did to you for their sin in treating you so cruelly. So we, the servants of the God of your father, beg you to forgive our sin. When Joseph received the message, he broke down and wept. Then his brothers came and threw themselves down before Joseph. Look, we are your slaves, they said. But Joseph replied, don't be afraid of me. I am God that can punish you. You intend to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. So don't be afraid. I will continue to take care of you and your children. So I reassured them by speaking kindly to them.
Thank you very much. All right, going back. So for the last point that we see, a lot has happened. Joseph is taken out of prison, serves as Pharaoh as his second in charge. He's now 30 when he comes to Pharaoh, which shows he's been in prison for a long time. Also saving many families and their land from famines, we can see that God used everything in Joseph's story for something so much bigger than him, to save people from everything and save people from starving, or to help people hear about God. We can also read that Joseph's brother came to him looking to buy food, which leads Joseph to test them to see if they've changed, and then later reveals himself to him. As we just read, Joseph forgives them, which is so amazing, because I don't think I could do that without so much help from God. So Joseph's forgiving them and reminds them he does not blame them. He says, you planned evil against me, God planned it for good. There's been so many times in my life when waiting for an answer from God has been so hard. I'm waiting for a loud voice in my head or to be hit by a sign saying, Hope, this is what you need to do with your life. But I realise he's so much more different than that. He speaks in whispers for people in my life or through my Bible. He used everything in my life for good. Sometimes I don't see the good yet, but if I trust him and I know his plan is so much better than mine, because I know that whatever comes in my way, he's planned for good. Like we just heard, everything that happened in Joseph's life, God planned for good. Like when people around him are playing it for evil, or even for them to gain something from it, the incredible thing we can see that he kept his hold of the simple trust that God was working with him, from the pits to the palace. When I was planning this with Nick, he just said something that just stuck with me. It was that people cannot change the plans that God has. It might be a simple saying, but I think it's just so meaningful. Even when everything in Joseph's life, he did not blame his brothers and he did not blame God. He never took credit for something that God did. He kept a posture of faith for all seasons of life. And Joseph did not make the thing. No. God planned it to grow him, to form people, and to save so many more. So God forms us in the pits of our life, whereas if it's the job we don't like, home life, school, even those people that we just can't stand. God used Joseph's identity, not his position, power, or influence he had. God forms us in the pits, bringing us closer to him. Our faith should not just be for good seasons, but it has to be consistent in every part of our life, for every single season of our life, just like Joseph was. And I think that's the best thing about his story. It's not about the positions or the success that he had. It's that he stayed faithful to God and how God formed him. Now, I was just sitting and reading his story. I noticed the phrase, the Lord was with him, showed up 4 times in his life. And it showed up when he was a slave, when he gets power, and when he's in prison. It showed up in the goods and bads of his life. Like, what could be more precious than knowing and feeling the closeness of God? I think that's the posture that I want. In my lowest moments and my highest, God is with me, and people can see that. Worship team, you're more than welcome to come up. Just imagine an outlook. This is my little challenge. Imagine an outlook where people walk in and see that God is with them in every part of our lives. Not just the Sunday stuff, the stuff we're doing today, but our day-to-day lives. And an outlook that people can see that every corner of this room is blessed by God. That we, the community of Outlook, look to be a place where God uses our identity, not our positions, our money, our power, but our identity. That we be the place that is faithful for seasons of life, not just the easy ones. Joseph's story has so much in it, and I hope that God has just opened your hearts to a verse, a word, or anything that help you grow closer to him. I know that my word or phrase was, the Lord was with him. And I just think those words are just so special. Now, if anyone wants prayer after this, there's a lovely group of people that I'm sure will be up front. Maybe you want prayer to forgive someone like Joseph did, or you just need help to take those first steps closer to him. But whatever it is, I just hope that my words have helped you think. My last question to you guys, and kind of a challenge, what stood out to you? Was it his fact that he was in prison for so long and still stayed faithful to God? Or just anything in his story? Will you guys please join me in prayer one more time? Dear Lord, thank you so much that we can just be here. Thank you for every single part of Joseph's story that just helps us grow closer to you, realizing that you form us in the pits and prisons of our lives, in the palaces and everywhere. I just pray that through everything in our lives, our day-to-day, that you just be with us. You remind us that you're constantly in our lives. And I just pray that this community, any community where you are, that you just grow us and you just be with us. Thank you so much for everyone here.